Chapter 3. The next day, Louis's words were in every newspaper. The newspapers were angry. The television news programs were angry. They all tried to speak to Louis. They all tried to speak to the president. Louis was in his office. He was very tired. He was awake all night. He was scared. He knew he said the wrong thing on the program. He knew he was in trouble. "I never wanted to go on television," he thought. "I'm a scientist. I don't understand newspapers and television. That's the president's job." While he was thinking, his phone rang. It was the president. The president was very, very angry.
"Why did you say that?" he shouted. "Everybody thinks we'll send someone to Mars and leave them there to die. The newspapers are angry. The television is angry. I won't be the president for much longer. Everybody hates me."
Louis said nothing.
"Tell me why you said that,"
shouted the president loudly. "I told you we can't go to Mars," said Louis. "The other scientists knew that. What could I say?"
"We can go to Mars," shouted the president. "Everything is possible. If there is a problem, there is always an answer. We'll find a way."
"You're wrong, sir," said Louis quietly. "We simply can't do it. It's impossible."
"It is possible," said the president. "I'm the president. You cannot refuse. I have told you to send someone to Mars. That means you must do it. You must not fail, or I will punish you. You'll never work again. I will make your life miserable. I will make your family's life miserable."
Louis was scared. The president was quiet for a moment. Then he said, "I have an idea. You will go on television tonight, and you will tell them our plan." "What plan?" said Louis. "We must leave someone on Mars," said the president. "Nobody wants us to leave anyone on Mars." "But perhaps we can find the right person." "We can find someone to leave on Mars that nobody will be angry about."
"Who?"
asked Louis. The president explained his plan. Louis was surprised. It was not a nice thing to do, but it was very clever.